This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli responds to lawmakers' concern in the House of Representatives. Prime Minister assures Parliament of resolving Nepal-India border-related issues through diplomatic mechanisms. Sethunarayan Acharya of CPN UML appointed as Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Four ministers of CPN Mao Centre in Karnali Provincial Government resign. 1,200 Nepali students return home following outbreak of violent clashes across Bangladesh. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris gaining support of top leaders after President Biden withdrew his candidacy for presidential election. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to address the several issues affecting Nepal's financial sector. Responding to concerns raised by lawmakers in the House of Representatives today, the Prime Minister assured the Parliament of rigorous actions against usury, cooperative fraud, and irregularities seen in microfinances. The Prime Minister also expressed his commitment to promoting justice, promising thorough investigations and accountability for those involved in such practices. The head of the government also added that the government would use full strength to combat financial irregularities. Prime Minister Oli also underscored the implementation of a risk-based assessment system and rigorous supervision across various sectors including casinos, precious metals, transactions, cooperatives, real estate, remittance and banking. Moreover, Prime Minister Oli also stressed the need for strengthening internal control mechanisms within all government agencies. The Prime Minister also announced plans to review and amend the Public Procurement Act and related laws to ensure their effective implementation in accordance with the current needs. Meanwhile, responding to the lawmakers' queries during the direct question hour with the Prime Minister in the House of Representatives today, Prime Minister Oli said that an understanding has been made in the meetings held between the Prime Ministers of Nepal and India during the high-level visits that the issues related to the borders would be resolved through established diplomatic mechanisms. Prime Minister Oli reiterated that the Federal Parliament, the government of Nepal and all Nepalese were clear and determined regarding Nepal's international border. Sethunarayan Acharya of the CPN UML has been appointed the Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Province Chief Amik Sherson appointed Acharya as the Chief Minister in accordance with the Article 168 and Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution of Nepal. Earlier, Acharya had staked his claim to the post of Chief Minister for the formation of a new government in Lumbini Province. The deputy leader of the CPN-UML parliamentary party in Lumbini Province Assembly, Acharya staked the claim before the province chief Sherson with the support of the two largest parties in Lumbini Province Assembly, the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress. The Chief Minister and ministers will take oath of office and secrecy on Wednesday morning. Four ministers representing the CPN Mao Centre in the Karnali Provincial Government have resigned from their post today. The ministers tendered their resignation before Chief Minister M. Lal Kandel. Those resigning from their post include Social Development Minister Bir Bahadur Sahi, Economic Affairs and Planning Minister Mahendra Kesi, Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forests and Environment Dirga Rawat, and Water Resources and Energy Development Minister Rana Singh Pariyar. The Nepali students who returned home after the outbreak of violent clashes across Bangladesh for scrapping quotas and government jobs today met with Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deuba. The students requested Minister Dr. Deuba to take diplomatic initiations to create a safe environment for their friends who are still in Bangladesh. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the students urged the ministry to create an environment to keep data and statistics of all Nepalese for prompt assistance in case of emergency. On the occasion, the foreign minister said a help desk was set up in the ministry and an instruction was given for the embassy of Nepal in Bangladesh to actively provide the necessary assistance to all the Nepalese. According to the foreign ministry, a total of 1,200 students returned to Nepal by yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh says the government is working to accelerate economic activities. Addressing a program organized by Martyrs Memorial Academy marking the 42nd death anniversary of the first People's Elected Prime Minister of Nepal, B.P. Koirala, Deputy Prime Minister Singh claimed that the government was formed as per the need of time and for the cause of citizens. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has offered tribute to late leader Pushpalal Shrestha today. Late leader Shrestha was the founding General Secretary of the Nepal Communist Party. Prime Minister Oli took to the social media's social site to express tribute to the late leader on the occasion of his 46th Memorial Day today. He recalled that leader Pushpalal's thinking was instrumental for Communist and Nepali Congress, two ways a people's movement against the then autocratic monarchy. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM Listeners Bulletin. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has nominated lawmaker Narayan Kaju Shrestha to the Legislation Management Committee. In a meeting of the National Assembly today, the Upper House members consented to lawmaker Shrestha's nomination. Chairman Dahal also drew the attention of the government ministers to be physically present in the Assembly meeting and respond to the questions raised by the lawmakers. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chan Song, today held a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak. The Chinese Ambassador reached the office of the newly appointed Minister Lekhak at Simadarbar today to congratulate him. The issues between Nepal-China bilateral relations were discussed during the meeting. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has been gaining support of top Democrats as the party's new presidential nominee after President Joe Biden withdrew his candidacy for the presidential election. According to the BBC, President Biden withdrew from November's election on Sunday after weeks of increasing calls to step aside. And leader Harris says she intends to earn and win the nomination. There are still some key Democrats who have not yet endorsed Harris, including former President Barack Obama and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. There has been a reported surge in public donations to the Democrats since President Biden dropped out. Protesters in Bangladesh have issued demands amid a calm in the violence that has filled the streets in recent days after the government backed down on quotas and hiring the government jobs. The Al Jazeera cited student leaders on Monday as saying that they plan to continue demonstrations despite a decision by the Supreme Court the previous day scaling back the controversial job quota system that sparked the protest. A deadly government crackdown ahead of the ruling saw a reported 163 people killed and hundreds arrested and thousands injured. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of Madhya Province. And there are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli responds to lawmakers' concerns in House of Representatives. Prime Minister assures Parliament of resolving Nepal-India border-related issues through diplomatic mechanisms. Chetanarayan Acharya of CPN-UML appointed as Chief Minister of Lumbini Province. Four ministers of CPN Mao Center in Karnali Provincial Government resign. 1,200 Nepali students return home following outbreak of violent clashes across Bangladesh. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris gaining support of top leaders after President Biden withdrew his candidacy for presidential election. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, let's also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.